Part 4. The End. Chapter 19. Half and Half, or How to Get Even with the Black Swan. It's now time for a few last words. Half the time, I'm a hyper-skeptic. The other half, I hold certainties and can be intransigent about them with a very stubborn disposition. Of course, I'm hyper-skeptic where others, particularly those I call Bildungsverlisters, are gullible, and gullible where others seem skeptical. I'm skeptical about confirmation, though only when errors are costly, not about disconfirmation. Having plenty of data won't provide confirmation, but a single instance can disconfirm. I'm skeptical when I suspect wild randomness, gullible when I believe that randomness is mild. Half the time I hate black swans, the other half I love them. I like the randomness that produces the texture of life, the positive accidents, the success of Apelles the painter, the potential gifts you don't have to pay for. Few understand the beauty in the story of Apelles. In fact, most people exercise their error avoidance by repressing the Apelles in them. Half the time, I am hyper-conservative in the conduct of my own affairs. The other half, I am hyper-aggressive. This may not seem exceptional, except that my conservatism applies to what others call risk-taking, and my aggressiveness to areas where others recommend caution. I worry less about small failures, more about large, potentially terminal ones. I worry far more about the promising stock market, particularly the safe blue-chip stocks, than I do about speculative ventures. The former present invisible risks. The latter offer no surprises, since you know how volatile they are and can limit your downside by investing smaller amounts. I worry less about advertised and sensational risks, more about the more vicious hidden ones. I worry less about terrorism than about diabetes, less about matters people usually worry about because they are obvious worries, and more about matters that lie outside our consciousness and common discourse. I also have to confess that I don't worry a lot. I try to worry about matters I can do something about. I worry less about embarrassment than about missing an opportunity. In the end, this is a trivial decision-making rule. I'm very aggressive when I can gain exposure to positive black swans, when a failure would be of small moment, and very conservative when I'm under threat from a negative black swan. I'm very aggressive when an error in a model can benefit me, and paranoid when the error can hurt. This may not be too interesting, except that it's exactly what other people don't do. In finance, for instance, people use flimsy theories to manage their risks and put wild ideas under rational scrutiny. Half the time, I'm intellectual. The other half, I'm a no-nonsense practitioner. I'm no-nonsense and practical in academic matters and intellectual when it comes to practice. Half the time, I'm shallow. The other half, I want to avoid shallowness. I'm shallow when it comes to aesthetics. I avoid shallowness in the context of risks and returns. My aestheticism makes me put poetry before prose, Greeks before Romans, dignity before elegance, elegance before culture, culture before erudition, erudition before knowledge, knowledge before intellect, and intellect before truth. But only for matters that are black swan free. Our tendency is to be very rational, except when it comes to the black swan. Half the people I know call me irreverent. You've read my comments about your local platonified professors. Half call me fawning. You have seen my slavish devotion to Huet, Bell, Popper, Poincaré, Montaigne, Hayek, and others. Half the time I hate Nietzsche. The other half I like his prose.